Look, I mean, if someone had said to me 3 to 4 weeks ago that you'd be in the semi-final of a cup and get a home draw, you know, we would have taken it with both hands. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get. Look, obviously, Athlone at the moment are the best team in the country, but you know, it's a home draw. Everything it'll be stacked up to be a good game that night.
And obviously you're quite familiar with Athlone and what they will bring to the table in the Cup semi-final. As I mentioned, it's the second year in a row that Rovers face Athlone at this stage of the competition. It is going to be a tough task.
Oh, listen, look, I mean, the form guide will tell you that Athlone are the best team. And I mean, I would have been part of building that machine, if you want to call it that. This was always my plan with Athlone, to see them at this stage, at this term, at this time. And yeah, but look, my focus is fully on Sligo and what we can do. And look, this league is not an easy league. You see it on the, like, our performances have been very good this year, just hasn't got the rub of the green. Any team is capable of beating any team on their day. It's a cup game, you never know. But one thing for sure is we'll be fully focused and ready for a tough challenge on, I think it's the 22nd or 23rd of September.
Yeah, the tie is set to be played the week ending of September 22nd. Obviously, Tommy, it's been a very difficult year for Sligo Rovers. It's something you've mentioned throughout the season, really, that, and you said it just there, Rovers really not getting the rub of the green in some of the games this year. But this cup run, I'm sure it's breeding some kind of confidence throughout the squad at the moment.
Yeah, look, there's one thing I have to say, and this is the most pleasing thing for me. I suppose when it took over from Steve, the guys did such a great job, and I was trying to build on that, and I knew it was going to take time. Look, most of the games this season, we have been unlucky, and you know, whether you can call it unlucky or just teams have been better than us, I don't know yet, and we won't really know until the end of the season. We sit down and really assess it, but yeah, the last couple of weeks, there's been a different energy with the girls. You know, we beat Terranure, you're into a quarter final of a cup, and you know, I have to give good credit to Conor O'Grady and Jason McCarthy. In fairness to the two of them, they've really stepped up over the last couple of weeks, especially with my suspension. There seems to be a different buzz around the place with the girls. We could sense that last week. Training was excellent. We were ready for the task in hand against DLR, and you know, to get the win was fantastic, but the performance to pull in, you know, it's one that we've done all season without getting the rewards, and obviously on Saturday we got the rewards, and look, it's something to look forward to for everybody as a semi-final of a cup.
Obviously, it is just a one-off game, and especially in the cup, as the old cliche goes, Tommy, anything could happen, really.
Yeah, look, I that's the message we'll have to carry. Like, I mean, if we weren't going to be positive going into this, we might as well just turn around and let Athlone go to the final in 3 or 4, you know, whatever it is in October. But yeah, anything can happen. You know, we've seen upsets before in the cup, and you know, but again, we understand and we fully respect that Athlone Town, but we don't fear them. You know, we're a very young team. I'm not really sure how many of the girls would have played last year in the semi-final, but we'll carry that experience in. And you know, we have some players there who obviously won a cup and who played in big games as well. So yeah, look, the initial feeling is I think everybody's really looking forward to it. And I just think the home draw is a massive pull for everybody.
Yeah, and just as you mentioned there, Tommy, a lot of very young players coming into the Sligo Rovers senior setup this season. Do you think that this run in the cup maybe could be a turning point for Sligo Rovers at this late stage of the year?
Yeah, look, it kind of does put a bit of a, you know, kind of glosses over, you know, the season. I suppose we hadn't won a game in the league, and we can still put that right over the next couple of weeks. Again, it's going to be a tough task. I think I was asked last week about, you know, probably not winning the game until the end of the season, and I was comfortable with that, knowing that that could be the case with the players and with the team that we have at the moment. I think the club know, I know, the club know my vision. I think the club might back that vision along with them younger players who have been absolutely, I suppose, have played beyond themselves, to be honest with you, over the last number of weeks. But the cup run, yeah, I think, you know, it gives everybody a lift, and it's given the young girls a lift as well. And it just goes to show in our league that there's never too much between a lot of teams. And last week, again, I don't want to start repeating myself, but nobody gave us a chance going off the DLR last week, especially after they had beaten Piemont in the league 2 weeks previous. nobody gave us a hope. And again, it's cup football, it's a once off, and there'll be no pressure on us, and we'll go, we'll really enjoy it, but we will be looking to put on a performance for people.